If you only know Trini Christmas, you ain't know what you're not missing now. When you're accustomed to Christmas only in TNT, you just get used to all the things it have and take them for granted. It's when you live someplace else and you see how them other people just do their Christmas that you just begin to understand the true essence of a Trini Christmas. Then you just miss and love the real thing. You just want to hug it up tight and never let go, like me. It have things for every one of your five senses in a Trini Christmas. People all over the world is be buying things. But buying new curtain like Trini's? Flooding the post office buying stamp for the Christmas cards you're sending away to family? I used to go with my mother to buy the linoleum. We used to go and buy it early before all the good patterns gone. When she picked one out, it was me and it going up the road struggling. When we reach home, it gone in a corner until the day reach for me to take the old one up and put that one down. I ain't gonna forget seeing my mother in the kitchen chopping up all the black cake ingredients and soaking them in rum. I think that used to be the first sign that Father Christmas was coming, as she used to do that long before he reached. Then it had the shopping. One year she come back with all them bags and as usual I dive in. It wasn't there. She ain't buy the Western Annual hardback comic book I asked for. She says she forget. I thought she was trying to fool me and that Santa had it. He too disappoint me that year. I miss out on enjoying that Christmas cause I spend it looking at my mother cut eye with my face swell up and breathing in and out hard for she to hear. You think she take me on? All the time she come back home from shopping with bags and thing, and I gone digging up in them, I never did see nothing that turn up Christmas morning from Santa. It's in later years I get to realize she did never come straight home. I know I wasn't smart after that. When it come to Christmas smells, even today, I smell homemade bread bacon and I'm back in Triniland at Christmas time. Back then, that aroma. The ham boiling in the cooking oil tin in the yard, the black cake, sweet bread, even paint. That new linoleum, before the furniture get put down on it, I used to roll all over it inhaling deep. Man, that was a Christmas smell if it ever had a Christmas smell. I can't forget apples and grapes. I do remember seeing them other than at Christmas time, so the smell was a sure indication of what was coming. One Christmas morning, I get sent down by the main road to buy apples and grapes. Nobody ain't tell me I wasn't supposed to spend all the money, so I spend all the money on them. I didn't like apples and grapes. When I reach back home, I get asked for the change. Change more important than goods? I used to hear all the time. Well, that morning, it ain't have no change, only goods. That ain't go over well at all. I think what saved me tail was that it was Christmas morning. Trini drinks also make Christmas. Your family ain't make no sorrel, no ginger beer. What about punch of creme? The ingredients for punch of creme was too expensive, so it was only certain friends that'd get to taste that. Definitely not no moppers. So you wasn't bound to have that, but them other drinks, you had to have them. I remember the Christmas cards coming from abroad. We used to pound two nails in the wall and hang up a string between them. Then we hang the cards over the string. It used to be a long string, but every year you can't see it, so much cards covering it up. Where I is now, I done put up my string for Christmas. I only waiting for people to send me cards now to hang. At least one card go make it feel like a Trini Christmas. That Christmas tree we used to put up. All them broken figurines that used to get patched up so they could be part of the celebrations one more year. I used to enjoy seeing them again. It was like greeting old friends I ain't see for a whole year. Even the cotton that used to get spread all over the tree to represent snow. Them old bulbs, the sparkle. That tree used to look so good when we was done with it. I was the fence annual whitewasher. It was a concrete fence and I had to do both sides. What I go on the fence went on me. That bird pepper tree and the bushes in the corner, them was all part of the fence. No matter how I slapped the whitewash on, when it dry, the fence used to look so good. I used to be proud of my work. It wasn't that I didn't know all the work that had to go on to transform the house. The fence and the linoleum was me after all. But my only other job was to enjoy the Christmas like only a child could. The hanging of the new curtains, all the baking and cooking was all my mother. When I just couldn't keep my eye open any longer and went to sleep Christmas Eve, she used to still be hard at work. I wake up Christmas morning and the whole house looking new and smelling like Christmas. The curtains up, the new tablecloth on the table, all the little things taken care of, and she ain't done. She there fixing breakfast. For parents, Christmas Day was to rest up from all the preparations. Breakfast. Okay, let me be accurate. Tea that morning was homemade bread, ham, black pudding, pepper sauce, and hot chocolate. Not Ovaltine or Milo, but chocolate that you had to grate. During the day was sweet bread and the ham your teeth washed down by sorrel. After breakfast was outside time to show off toys. Santa always did bring caps, guns for me and them other boys. One of them would get a two-gun set. Man, seeing that two-gun kid was so awesome, I used to get jealous. When the cowboys and Indians start, I used to make sure and kill he first. You know, I smelling the sulfur, we? My parents would run into Santa when they was coming inside late Christmas Eve. It used to be believable at first, but I figured it out after a while. I didn't know to keep my mouth shut and let my siblings do their own maths. Every now and then, Santa would deliver a train set that was for all of all you. So was we putting down the tracks and then being totally entertained by the train going around and around. Finding a level surface big enough to hold the whole thing used to be part of the fun. Then it had the snakes and ladders set. Up the ladder, down the snake. Sometimes we used to change it up and go down the ladder and up the snake. As I get older, the real highlight at Christmas Day was the under 21 versus over 21 football match we used to have. The whole event had as much preparations as any other aspect of Christmas we. Late Christmas morning, all of we going to the savannah, pumped up. The match would have like 10 halves. Afterwards was back home to bathe and rest up before heading back up to the yard to consume the stocks and have the yearly impromptu parade. For the next year, decided that it win the match had bragging rights. Lord, that used to be fun. Even later on, I used to listen to Radio Guardian to hear Trini students at Mona or Cave Hill sending home greetings. They sounded like they was having so much fun that I wanted to be one of them. How could Christmas be Christmas in TNT without hearing songs about chestnuts and sleighs? Yes, the only things roasting was we, but that didn't stop we singing about a snowman named Frosty. It did have some Trini music though. Sparrow had a Trini version of There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. That was nice, but I did like what Nap Hepburn sing more. The idea of a man helping a woman he know give she child a good Christmas was special. Yes, Trini Christmas. As part of now knowing what I'm missing, I also know it had plenty children growing up when I did who did paranging and caroling. I only known what baila mean after I started Spanish in secondary school. Regardless of we differences though, one thing all of we had in common then was we innocence and the right to enjoy it all. What we have in common now is we memories of a place and time that care dead. Too much sweetness. So, no matter how it does get celebrated now, Merry Christmas, Trinidad and Tobago.